So let's give it up for Jay this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks very much, George. It's so true what Louise said and what I said this morning. We were going around, Louise was going around the room. And I honestly thought that by the end, if I got to the age of 25, that I was doing good because of the lifestyle I was living. But you see, God had a plan, you know. And just like everybody sitting on a chair here this morning, God has a plan. He has a plan for your life. I didn't know that back when I was a young addict involved in crime and drugs and prison and everything that goes with it. I knew there was a God somewhere, but I didn't know that He loved me. I didn't know that He gave a son for me. I didn't know that He gave up His greatest treasure, the one He loved, to go to a cross, to take all my guilt and shame upon Himself so that I could be free, so that I could be alive. And this morning I just want to thank God for His amazing grace. I thank You, Lord God, for my life. I thank You, Lord God, for everything that You've done in my life. And I want to declare and proclaim and confess that You're a good, good, good Father.
Amen.
Amen. And guys, this morning, if it's the only thing, I believe it's the greatest thing. If you leave here this morning knowing that your Heavenly Father is good, I've done my job. I've done my job. Because when you know your Heavenly Father is good, your whole world changes. And this morning, I have a message. And I believe this message I'm going to preach is the greatest message that the world has ever heard. And I mean that. It's the greatest message that the world has ever heard. That God would use a drug addict. He would save him, He would raise him up, and He would bring him here to a church called Liberty to tell you that you have a Heavenly Father that absolutely loves you. Guys, He absolutely loves you. And there's hope here this morning. You know, God comes this morning with amazing compassion because He draws near to the brokenhearted. You know, everybody in this room, including myself, absolutely everybody, somewhere within you, somewhere within your heart, somewhere within your life, there's a brokenness. And I don't know what it is with us humans that we won't let God the Father into certain aspects of our life. Whether it's fear, fear of rejection, fear of many things. But I truly believe that God the Father, that the only one that can fix you is the one who made you. And it's known that He's a good, good Father. And when you know He's a good, good Father, you trust Him. You trust Him. And this morning I pray that the spirit of revelation will go through this place. And that everybody will get revelation here this morning. Knowing that your Father, your Heavenly Father, is a good, good Father.
Amen. Amen.
So we'll dive into it. If you want to turn in your Bibles with me to Acts 29. Is all there? Acts 29. There's no Acts 29. I just sort of draw it out there. Noel does this sort of stuff, so I says, here, I might as well do it. There's no Acts 29 at all. And actually, I was caught with that one. I was caught with that one. But, But, while I was researching and studying, and, you know, I'm speaking from a place of revelation, so it's not just studying. Studying is brilliant and studying is great, but when you know something in your heart and you speak from that place that you know when you're a knower, that it's true. that's the most amazing place to speak from. But as I was, studying and I was on the web and stuff over the last few weeks, I came across a joke about fathers. We're going to speak about fathers this morning. But I came across a joke about fathers. And there was a group of kids. They're in the home and they're sitting at the table with their father, their mother and father. And one of the young people says, Dad, how much is it to get married? And the father says, Son, I don't know, I'm still paying. But that just took me. I thought it was funny. But anyway, So this morning, we're going to talk about, amen, see Vicky giving them a slap. This morning, I'm going to talk about three fathers. I'm going to talk about three fathers, not the forefathers, but I'm going to talk about three fathers. One father done with the best with what he had. Another father is a father of lies. And the other father is the father of lights. And this morning I'm going to talk about them three fathers and how these three fathers sort of, there's only one father that's perfect in every way. But the other two fathers, they cloud our judgment, they cloud our vision, it's like they put a cloud over our hearts in the way we look at our Heavenly Father. So that's what we're going to talk about this morning. This morning we're going to land on the Father. The Father that I was talking about. The Father that we sang about. The Father that comes to a place in your life and in your heart where it's like reckless abandonment. You just say, here I am, Father. When you know who you are in Him, it's absolutely amazing. So we're just going to get into it and we'll see where we go with it. Amen. Amen. And guys, if I can say to you, be open this morning. Be open and open your hearts. Open the eyes of your heart. And don't get distracted. As I said to you, this is the greatest message the world has ever heard. This is the greatest message the world has ever heard. The Father loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for you. And I want you to make this personal this morning. That the Father sent His Son to die for you, to die for you, to die for you. I want you to make it personal. I want you to grab hold of whatever God speaks to you this morning and apply it to your life. Because if you're not taking hold of it and applying it to your life, and I want to resonate in your hearts and your spirit this morning that this message is for you. It's not just for the world, it's for you. I want you to make it personal because this is a personal thing with you and Him. It's a personal thing, amen? It's a story of an amazing father that went to great lengths and hurt to bring humanity back to Himself. But a lot of the time we have a very wrong view of Him. We look at Him through the wrong lenses, the lenses of pain and hurt. But that's going to change here this morning for some people. I really believe that there's going to be people walking out here this morning and that's going to change. You're going to see your Heavenly Father in a different light. Actually, when you see your Heavenly Father that the way He really is, it puts a spring in your step. It puts strength in your backbone. It raises you up and you're nearly, it's like, sometimes I feel like I'm walking high heels, a pair of Adele's high heels. I'm standing up so strong and so straight. It's not an arrogance or it's not a prideful thing, but it's knowing that the Creator of the universe, your Father in heaven, is with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And guys, when you know that in your heart, it's nearly like, no matter what happens, I'm going to be with my Father. I'm going to be with my Father. And you can live a life of freedom because you know where you're going. And you know He loves you. Amen? Amen. I want you to know that there is three fathers that we know of. Well, that we should know of. One of them is perfect in every way. This is the Father I want you to know more about leaving here this morning. In this perfect Father, everything comes alive. Your hopes, your dreams, your ambitions, your purpose in life. Yes, everything. Absolutely everything comes alive in Father. Absolutely everything. But I want to start first with our earthly fathers. Some of us had great fathers. Some of us have fathers that were always there for us. Some of us have fathers that were physically there, but not emotionally. Others had very hard and strict fathers. Others had no fathers at all. You see, a father can only give what he has in the bank. If he hasn't got it, he can't give it. And maybe through certain issues in life, he was unable to withdraw from the bank and give you what you needed. I'm not talking about financial giving, although a father should give financially to his son or his daughter, which we'll be hearing about later. But I'm talking about giving of love, comfort, affection, protection, and care. By no means am I here to dishonor fathers in any way, as I love my father to bits. Although we had our differences, I love my father to bits. I'm talking about my earthly father. We had great difficulties and problems in life, but I love him to bits. But I could only love my father the way I do now because of what has been given to me. You see, I now have it in the bank and I can make a withdrawal, although I'm not perfect. Is that right, Del? Amen. Praise God. You see, if you know love, affection, protection, comfort and care, you'll want to do likewise. You see, the Father, he's so loving, he's so affectionate. He's protective. He comforts you. He cares about you. He's an amazing Father. But due to circumstances in our lives and in our own earthly fathers' lives, he wasn't able to give that. And I'm talking about fathers here this morning because we're talking about our Heavenly Father. But there's only one Father that can give you all them things, and he'll give them to you all the time. And that's our Heavenly Father. You know, the Lord spoke to my wife one day and he says to her, Adele, you're a product of what you believe and know. And it was so simple but yet so profound. You're a product of what you believe. Church, if you leave here this morning knowing that your Heavenly Father loves you, I've done my job. He's absolutely amazing. I could speak all day about him. He's absolutely amazing. And you know, today, church, my prayer is that you will know and believe who you are in the perfect Father. And I want us to look at a Heavenly Father in a way that is absolutely amazing. The second Father I want to talk about, although reluctantly, is the father of lawyers, also known rightly as the devil. He is against the things and plans of God. You see, at the beginning, he rebelled against God and wanted to be like God. So God cast him and a third of his angels out of heaven. Angels that listened to his lawyers and also rebelled against God in heaven. Known now as the devil and his demons. The Bible says in John 10:10 that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants to come and he wants to kill the things of God that's in your life. He wants to rob them. He wants to destroy them. He wants to destroy your life. Both for God. Both for the blood. Both for the cross of Calvary. Amen. The job is done, guys. Jesus done it all. We just have to accept that by faith. We have to believe that the enemy has no control or no hold over us. That's where he belongs. Down here, guys, do we believe that this morning? Yes. Amen. Do we believe that? That the blood of Jesus is enough. The blood of Jesus is enough. It also says in 1 Peter 5:8, stay alert. Watch out for your right enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He's always on the mooch. He's always looking around. He's always looking for something to destroy. You see, that's the difference between the father of liars and the father of lights. One gives, one takes. And the father of lights, when he gives, it's yours, it's eternal. Everything that comes from him is eternal. Everything that the father of lies gives you, only gives it to you for a season. And he comes and takes it back and he takes you with him. But the father of lights comes and he gives eternal. Amen. God says he was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. God also says in his word that there is no truth in him. There is no truth in him whatsoever. That voice that condemns you when you do something wrong, that's the lawyer. That voice that says you're a bad mother or a bad father or a bad husband or wife, that's the lawyer. That voice that says you're ugly or who'd want to be with you, that's the lawyer. That voice that tells you you will never accomplish your dreams or amount to anything, that's the lawyer. That voice that says your son or daughter will always be like that, that's the lawyer. That voice that tells you your marriage or relationship will never work, that's the lawyer. That voice that makes you feel insecure and secludes you away from everybody and the church. That voice that tells you that no one could ever love or like you. Come on, church. That voice that brings fear and anxiety into your life. That voice that tells you if you go to God, he will reject you. Why is the devil a liar? Because my God says he is. And if my God says he is, I believe him. I believe him. You see, because of that voice, sin enters in. Look at Adam and Eve in the garden. They listened to the voice of the lawyer and sinned, and they felt naked afterwards. You see, the lawyer wants to rob your covering. He wants to rob your covering. But thank God for the blood of Jesus, that now because of the cross of Calvary, your covering can never be robbed. Guys, your covering can never be robbed. It can only be taken if you give it away. It's yours. It's your inheritance. It's something that's been given to you. As I said, it's internal. You're covered. You're covered by the blood of the Lamb. You're covered by the blood of the Lamb. It's eternal. Can't be taken from you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And now this is the Father that I've been waiting to talk about. In fact, this was the Father I was longing for all my life. I was longing for him all my life. Everything I'd done to fill that gap or fill that void or fill that chasm within me, there was only one person that could fill that. And that was my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father, the Father of lights. And guys, he's a person. I want you to know he's a person. You can have a personal relationship with him. He's not a far-off father. He's a near father. He's a father that comes close when you call him. You see, he's a gentle father. When I say, Father, I need you, I know that he just draws alongside of me. I can feel him. I can feel him. I know he's there. And it brings great security to you. Church, this is the Father you've been waiting for all your life. As I said, church, I'm not here to dishonor our earthly fathers. We should love them and honor them. That's what God says. But I'm talking about our Heavenly Father. This is a Father that absolutely meets every need within you. Every need. And everything comes alive in him. He's the Father that Jesus was sent to reveal. He's the kind, compassionate, good, and never rejecting Father. Listen, church, he's a Father that will never reject you. Never, ever, ever will he reject you. No matter what you've done, you can be covered in sin. You could be running amok. But once you come back to him, you say, Father, I'm sorry. He just throws his arms around you. We're going to hear that in a few minutes. He just throws his arms around you. And there's healing in them arms. There's security in them arms.
You see, when you're when you know your Heavenly Father will never reject you, you can come to Him and start that relationship with the Father you've always longed for. Knowing the Father is not just a matter of adhering to a theology in a book, but it's when the Father becomes real in your spirit and His love begins to be revealed in your heart. Guys, it's great hearing about the Father, but it's when you know Him. That's when all them words come to life. When you read the Bible and when you know the Father and they speak about the Father, it comes alive. You're like, this is the Father I've been longing for. This is the Father that meets all my needs. All your needs. Look at the sparrows of the sky, the birds of the sky, the way He feeds them. How much more is He going to feed you and look after you? The Bible says Jesus came to reveal the Father. All through the Bible you see Jesus revealing the Father. Actually, everything Jesus done, He only done because the Father told Him to do it. The Father healed, set people free, restored people, made the lame walk, the blind see through His Son Jesus. God the Father wants to lavish His love upon you. All you have to do is ask Him. He's an amazing plan for your life. And He is a good, good, good Father. I want you to know, leaving here, He's a good, good, good Father. He is so gentle and kind to His children. Never let fear hold you back from going to your Heavenly Father. Actually, His word says that perfect love, His perfect love casts out all fear. So church, if you have to, like I said earlier, throw caution to the wind today. Come to your Heavenly Father. Come and know your Heavenly Father this morning. He will never reject you. He will only embrace you. Church, I want you to know you're in a safe place here this morning. And at the end of this message, we're going to have some time for ministry. And the ministry team, you know who they are. Ask God the Father for some words of encouragement for His children. Because I'm going to ask you to come forward and release them to them this morning. But guys, you're in a safe place. This is your Father's house. His presence is here. And if there's a part in your life or in your heart that you want to let Him into, this is the place. You're not sitting here by chance. This is a divine appointment. God the Father, the one you longed for, the one that absolutely loves you, He wants to invade your life. He wants to invade your heart. He wants to go into that place where you let nobody in. We all have them places. But here, He's knocking. He's knocking this morning. Your Father's knocking, and I know He's knocking. His word says He's knocking. Revelation tells us He stands at the door and He knocks. He's at the door of some people's hearts this morning and He's knocking. He wants to come in. He wants to come in. Jesus, the perfect representation of the Father, came to do the Father's will, released what the Father told Him to release. He illustrates the Father in Luke 15 in an absolutely amazing way. I could find any better way in the Bible that illustrates the Father and how much He loves His Son. If you're a girl or a woman, you can put that in, daughter. He absolutely loves His sons and daughters. And Jesus told in Luke 15 the story of a father who had two sons. And guys, I want you to catch this. I want you to catch this this morning. One of the sons came to the father and he said, Father, I want my inheritance. Basically, he wanted half of what the father had. So the good father he is, he gave it to him. And the son went off. The Bible says he lived a life of dissipation. He lived a life of, in today's world, it would have been sex, drugs and rock and roll. Back then it was drinking and all the other stuff that goes with it.
But son went off with his inheritance that the father had given him because he loved him so much. And the son went off. And as I said, he spent his money, squandered his father's inheritance. But the time came when the country he was in, or the land he was in, a great famine came. And he was without anything. So much so, he ended up working minding pigs in a pigsty. And he longed to eat what the pigs were eating. That's how low he'd gone. And that reminds me of myself. I had gone that low that I didn't think anybody loved me. I sat in a step in town. And I remember looking up and I felt like the whole world was looking down on me. But God had a plan. Amen. God had a plan. Just like each and every one of us, God has a plan. So the son is in the pigsty. Can you imagine him? Young Jewish boy leaves his father's house, which was a rebellion in itself, leaving his father's house back in them times. He ends up in a pigsty. Jews and pork don't mix. He ended up in a pigsty. It was an awful thing for a young Jewish boy to be minding pigs because they were unclean in their religion. But that's where he ended up. And one day, he was in the pigsty, like I was. And he came, the Bible says he came to his senses. And he says, I'm going back to my father's house. I'm going back to my father's house where there's grace, where there's love, where I know my father will never reject me. I'm going back there. I'm going back to the Father. So the Bible says that as the son picked himself up and he headed back home, the father was standing out and he was waiting for his son to come home. He was waiting for his daughter to come home. And he was looking from afar off. Could you imagine the father every day he was waiting for his son or his daughter to come home? And that's the way he is this morning. You might know Jesus as your Savior. You might know the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you don't know the Father, this is the day to get to know him. One of our growth groups, I was talking to someone, and he said, give me Jesus. Give me the Holy Spirit, but don't give me the Father. And I says, why not? I said, what does the Father mean to you? He says, harsh, angry, threatening. He started throwing out all these words. And I says, you have a wrong outlook on the Father. So I start coming back with him. He's kind and he's compassionate. He couldn't see that because he had problems with his own earthly father. This is why I'm saying to you, your heavenly Father is not like that. He loves you. So the prodigal son is coming home. The father comes out. I can imagine the father on his porch every morning, every day, and he's looking for the son. He's looking for his daughter. Where is he? Where is she? I want to embrace him. I want to embrace her. Where are they? Next of all, over the hill comes the son. The father sees him. With great joy, he picks up his cloak. He goes running from the house. You can imagine the son coming from the pigsty. He's covered in dirt. He's covered in sin because of what he'd done with his father's money. Can you imagine him? He would have smelled. He would have been in bits. The Bible said he'd no even shoes in his feet. The father goes running to him. And when he gets to him, he throws his arms around him. Leans on his neck and gives him a big kiss. Bang. That was the father's love. Straight away, the son started to rhyme off. Oh, father, I've sinned against you in heaven. But the father was like, calling the servants. Get the fattened calf, the son is home. We're throwing a party. You see, the father loves to see people coming home to him. He absolutely loves embracing his people. He loves embracing his sons and his daughters. And this morning, church, I believe that the Father wants to embrace people here this morning. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus. I was in the bank a couple of weeks ago. I had an appointment to see the bank manager in order for to get access to certain stuff in the bank. So I went in to that appointment. I sat down. He told me this, that, and the other. Then he put my name in a book And he went off and he came back and he says, now you have access. You have access to the things in the bank. And that's like Jesus and the Father. When you come to Jesus, Jesus writes your name. When you confess your faith in Jesus, he writes your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, therefore giving you access to the Father and the things of heaven. Do you get that, church? Do you get that? That when your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you have access to the Father and the things of heaven. It's absolutely amazing. Just like that bank manager signed something for me, Jesus done something for me. In order for me to gain access to the Father, Jesus done it all. Amen. Church, we're going to look at a short video. And after we look at this video, I'm going to come back and we're going to finish off. But church, I want you to look at this video. And while you're sitting there, I want you to think how much your Heavenly Father loves you. He's a good, good Father. It's who he is. The very essence of him is very DNA. You know, scientists look in DNA, into DNA and they put names and this, that and the other on it. If you were to look into the DNA of God and you were to put a name on his DNA, it would be good, 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 good. The very essence of who he is good. I want you to remember that. And when you're watching this, just remember that. The very essence of the good Father, the Heavenly Father, is good. Amen. 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 That's an amazing illustration of a father coming to his son's aid. That son had a broken hamstring, and his father broke through security to come to his need, to come to help him, to come to carry him, to come to walk with him. As that son had a broken hamstring, there's people here this morning that have broken hearts. They've broken relationships. There's something broken within them that the Father wants to break through. And he wants to come. He wants to come alongside you. He wants to lift you up. He wants to get into that place of pain. He wants you to finish the race. Why? Because he's a good, good Father. Church, your Father will do absolutely anything for you. He'll break through security. He'll break through that wall if he has to. But you have to let him. You have to let him into that place because he's a gentle father. He's a good father. He's a father that wants to come alongside you like that father there. And he wants to lift you up. And guys, he wants you to finish the race. He's your best supporter. Do you see what he done, the father there, when he lifted the son up? He brought him so far and he says, now go on, son. Go on, daughter. You can do it. My little niece wanted to learn how to ride a bike. Her dad is not there. So myself and Adele went around. I taught her how to ride a bike in the Memorial Park here. And I says, go on. I ran with her for a while. And then I said, go on, you can do it. She didn't believe she could do it. But the more I told her she could do it, next of all, she just took off. Because it was a voice that edified her. It was a voice that lifted her up. He couldn't get her off the boat then. You see, the Father's voice, it releases you. It's like a plane leaving the runway. When he's edging you on, you take flight. And if you're coming down, he's there to pick you back up again. This is the voice of your Heavenly Father. As a shepherd carries a lamb, I have carried you close to my heart. I am your Father and I love you, even as I loved my Son Jesus. For in Jesus, my love for you was revealed. He is the exact representation of my being. He came to demonstrate that I am for you and not against you. And to tell you that I am not counting your sins.
Jesus died so that you and I could be reconciled. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. His death was the ultimate expression of my love for you. That's what your Heavenly Father says to you this morning. I gave up everything I loved that I might gain your love. If you receive the gift of my Son Jesus, you receive me. And nothing will ever separate you from my love again. Come home and I'll throw the biggest party heaven has ever seen. I have always been your father and will always be your father. My question is, will you be my child? I am waiting for you. I am waiting for you to come home. And church, there's only one way to this Father. And I can't go on without giving anybody the chance. That if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you want to know this Father I've been talking about, this Father that wants to embrace you, this Father that wants to break through and lift you up, this Father that wants to just lavish his love upon you. With every head bowed, just for privacy, with every head bowed, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you want to know this Father in a personal way, there's only one way to him. And that's accepting what Jesus done on the cross for you. That he died to bring you life. So if that's you this morning, church, if anybody here this morning wants a relationship with God the Father, this loving Father, with every head bowed, if you can just slip your hand up. Amen. I see your hand. I see your hand. Amen. I see your hand. Amen. Amen. I see your hand. Amen. You know, for those of you who put your hand up, this is going to be the greatest day of your life. If you mean this from your heart, this is going to be the greatest day of your life. And for those who put your hand up, if we can all pray. Heavenly Father, I accept the sacrifice of your Son Jesus. That's your expression of love hung on a cross for me. That it wasn't six or three 6-inch nails that held Jesus on the cross for me. It was his love for me. And today, Jesus, I ask you into my heart. I accept you as my Lord Savior because I want a relationship with the Father. Jesus, today I give you my life. Amen. Amen. Let's give that the Lord a clap. Amen. 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 If you've just given your life to Jesus this morning, it's the greatest thing that you've ever done. You can now have a personal relationship with the Creator of heaven and earth. The Father of all, the Father of lights, the one that wants to lavish his love upon you. And as we go into this song, church, as I said, the only one that can fix you is the one who made you. And God has been knocking on hearts this morning. And don't let pride get in your way. If we can all stand, please, as we come into this song. And church, during this song, as I said, don't let pride get in your way. There's an amazing Father that wants to meet you this morning. There's an amazing Father that wants to come into that place in your heart that you've been longing for to get fixed. He's here this morning, guys.
So if you want the Father, or you want to meet the Father for the first time, or you want to hear the word from the Father, or you want the Father to come into a place in your life, slip out of your seats now and come up. We have some people here to pray with you. Come on, guys, slip out of your seats. The Father wants to meet with you this morning. Slip out of your seats, guys. Don't miss this opportunity. Come up and receive something from your Father. He wants to break through walls. He'll break through security. He'll break through that roof of Gaste. Just look in the scriptures. They raised the man down through the roof because they wanted to get him to Jesus. The Father wants to meet with you this morning. He wants to wrap his arms around you. He wants to love you. He wants to say, "Son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. Come to me. Will you be my child?" Let's praise him.